الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد ومن يعصي ما فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا مولانا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم وقد قال تبارك وتعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون صدق الله العظيم. My most respected elders and brothers in Islam, we are passing through the months of Hajj at the moment. During these months, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses a specific group of people. وَلِلَّهِ عَلَى النَّاسِ حِجُّ الْبَيْتِ مَنِ اسْتَطَاعَ إِلَيْهِ سَبِيلًا. That Hajj is farz upon you for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This journey of Hajj is only for a specific group of people who, if the conditions that Shariat has laid down upon, if it's found in them, then Hajj becomes fard. However, there is another journey which involves each one of us, and that is the journey towards the Akhirat. But in this journey of Hajj, there are guidelines for us how to pass through this other journey of life into the Akhirat. When a person is chosen for the journey of Hajj, his name comes out, then he does not just sit down. He makes a preparation. He has to make the preparation of buying his ticket, getting the visa, and making all other preparation, whether it be the financial money, etc. He has to have all that prepared. And Shariat encourages that also. The Quran Sharif says, وَتَزَوَّدُوا فَإِنَّ خَيْرَ الزَّادِ التَّقْوَى. The background behind this verse is that a group of Yemenis, they went for Hajj and they said, we're not taking any provisions with us. But when they reached Makkatul Mukarramah, they started begging and asking from people for their needs. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveal the verse, وَتَزَوَّدُوا فَإِنَّ خَيْرَ الزَّادِ التَّقْوَى. Take your provisions. The best of provisions is to abstain from begging. So this is the main tafsir of this verse, that take your provisions. The best provision is not to beg in front of people. Abstain from begging. The other tafsir that we normally hear about this verse is وَتَزَوَّدُوا. Take your provisions. The best provisions is taqwa. That is piety. You should take piety and go. In other words, looking at both these tafsirs, a person must be make his preparations, take his physical provisions and his spiritual provisions before he goes for the Hajj. Likewise, in this journey towards the akhirat, which is our main journey. And it's our journey every day, not only once in a lifetime. It's our journey every day. A person has to make provisions. He has to make all the necessary arrangements. Allah says, in the famous verse that we hear normally in the salah, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu taqullaha wal tanzur nafsum ma qaddamat lighad. O those who have brought iman, check, watch what you have done, what provisions you have taken, what provisions you have made, what preparations you have made for tomorrow, that is the akhirat. So this Hajj, the journey of Hajj, is teaching us some guidelines. That it must not be that you come to your destination and you got nothing there. Just like how that group of people, they came there to Makkah al-Mukarramah, no provisions. And what is our visa for the akhirat? The visa. Allah Ta'ala says, وَتِلْكَ الْجَنَّةُ الَّتِي أُورِثْتُمُوهَا بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. Iman and amal saliha is our visa for the entry of Jannah. If you don't have that amal saliha and you don't have that iman, then it's impossible to enter the Jannah. It's impossible to enter into your destination where we are going for. Then in your journey, sometime you get a one-way flight. A one-way flight. Straight from your hometown, straight to your destination. And sometimes you get multiple stops. Sometimes it could be one stop in between. Sometimes it could be two stops in between. In this journey of life also, we got multiple stops. It's not one stop. The first leg of our journey is when the child is in the womb. There also, we got guidelines. The second leg of the journey is in this dunya, when you come into this dunya. And the third leg is barzakh, in the qabar. And then you reach your destination, that is the akhirat. And any sane person, any intelligent person will tell you, that whilst a person is traveling, he will not use up all his provisions. He will not use up all his provisions. Imagine a person is sitting in transit in the airport, and he sees all the shops, and he sees duty free also, and he starts buying, and he goes to town, and he leaves nothing for himself, for his destination. What we will see, this person is not an intelligent person. Likewise, in this dunya, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, kun fi dunya ka annaka ghareeb o aabiru sabeel. They stay in this dunya like a stranger. You're in a strange country. You are just there in transit. Instead, stay as a traveler. That our main focus is not the dunya. Our main focus is the akhirat. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, الدُّنْيَا خُلِقَتْ لَكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ خُلِقْتُمْ لِلْآخِرَةِ. The dunya is for you, is created for you to make use of it. Just like an airport is made for your use, but you have been created for the akhirat. That's your destination. Do not make the dunya your destination. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a long dua, one part of the dua Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam made, wala taj'ali dunya akbar hammina wala mablagh ilmina wala ghayat raghbatina. O Allah, do not mean by make the main focus of ours the dunya. The main focus of ours should not be dunya. I'm using the word main focus. Sharia does not stop us from using and fulfilling our needs in the dunya. Just like how when you are traveling, you stop in the airport, you have some needs, you'll fulfill your needs. You'll buy something, not that you'll starve, you will buy something. But what Sharia is encouraging, بَلْ تُؤْثِرُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرُ وَأَبْقَى. Sharia is telling us, do not give preference to the dunya over the akhirah. So you also be on the journey. Allah Ta'ala speaks about two groups of people in the Quran. Allah Ta'ala says, and these verses are immediately after the verses of Hajj. Immediately after the verses of Hajj, Allah Ta'ala says, وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَقُولُ رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا وَمَا لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ خَلَاقٍ. From amongst the people, there are those people, their focus is only dunya. When they make dua also, oh Allah, give me dunya. Nothing, their mind doesn't even go towards the akhirat also. رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا. Whenever they're talking amongst themselves, they're only talking about dunya also. So Allah Ta'ala says, فَمَا لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ خَلَاقٍ. No portion for them in akhirat. But then Allah Ta'ala says, after وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَقُولُ رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. But you get those people. When they're making dua also, they say, oh Allah, give us the best of dunya and give us the best of akhirat. Allah says, those are the people who are doing the right thing. Give us the best of dunya, give us the best of akhirat. They don't only think of dunya, they're thinking of akhirat. More than dunya also. So in this journey of Hajj, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us these guidelines. That whilst you are in transit, a person will not spend all his money. Likewise, when you are in this dunya, this is not our destination. Our destination is the akhirat. Allah Ta'ala gives two incidents in Quran. About the person whose focus is completely off. Allah speaks about Qarun. Allah speaks about Qarun. Allah gave him so much of wealth, leave alone the wealth, he needed an army to carry the keys to his treasures. He needed an army to carry only the keys to his treasures. But he had so much of wealth, he should attribute all that wealth to his own self, that I worked for it, and therefore I can do whatever I want to do with it. People advised him, Allah speaks about it, وَابْتَغِ فِي مَا آتَاكَ اللَّهُ الدَّارُ الْآخِرَةِ وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. So they told him, that this wealth that Allah gave you, make your mind focus, spend your wealth mostly for the akhirat. But look how beautiful the Quran is. Immediately after he said, وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. Don't forget your needs of the dunya also. You have to, you're staying in the dunya. You have needs for the dunya. So don't forget your needs of the dunya also. وَأَحْسِنْ كَمَا أَحْسَنَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكَ. And do good. Just like how Allah had done good to you. Don't attribute all the thing to yourself. I can do whatever I want to do. It's my wealth, so I can do whatever I want to do. There is someone that have given you that wealth, and that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So do good, just like how Allah had done good to you. So he forgot his destination, that is the akhirat. What he said, قَالَ إِنَّمَا أُوتِيتُهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ إِنِّي. He said, I got all this because of my effort. Allah says, no problem. We advised you, you didn't want to listen. فَخَسَفْنَا بِهِ وَبِدَارِهِ الْأَرْضِ. Allah said, we sunk all his wealth, everything into the earth. He lost out in dunya, he lost out in akhirat also. Everything he lost. Then Allah Ta'ala speaks in another place, Allah speaks about a sahabi, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Suhaib Rumi, radiallahu ta'ala anhu. In the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, before Hijrah, and before Fath Makkah, the conquest of Makkah al-Mukarramah, Hijrah was fard. Hijrah was fard, and every person who had the means had to make Hijrah from Makkah al-Mukarramah to Madinah al-Munawwarah. So this sahabi, Hazrat Suhaib Rumi, he's also making hijrah. But we know the kuffar of Makkah, they left no stone unturned. They're always looking for trouble and want to harm the Muslims. So they tried to stop him also from going to Madinatul Munawwarah. So he told him, see, if you want to fight, I can fight right till then. And right till then, even if I have to die, I'll die. But you will not be able to come close to me. But I'll make another proposition with you all. I got a lot of wealth in Makkah al-Mukarramah. Why don't we do this? You take all my wealth. You take all my wealth. And just allow me to make that hijrah. Just allow me to make my hijrah. And you know, kuffar, wherever they start their fights in the whole world, it's all because of wealth. They want money. You give them money, they're very happy. So he gave them money also. They got very happy. They said, you can carry on. We want all your wealth. So he reached Madinatul Munawwara and he tells Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about what he had done. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Rabbi Hasuhib, what a profitable bargain you made. You bought Jannat, you bought your Akhirat for the dunya. Allah revealed the verses. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَشْرِي نَفْسَهُ ابْتِغَاءَ مَرْضَاتِ اللَّهِ. Those people who sold the dunya only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So see, he understood his focus. He understood his destination. My destination is the Akhirat. I will have to make sacrifices during the journey. During the journey, I will have to make sacrifices. I cannot party and enjoy myself during the journey. And then when I reach my destination, I got nothing. So we will say, such a person is foolish. You reach Makkatul Mukarrama and you spent all your money all the way. Likewise, the same thing, we need to use the same analogy here also. That you spent your whole life wasting time, not preparing for the Akhirat. What will you say to such a person? So that's the second leg of our journey in our life. The third leg of our journey is barzakh, when you go into the qabr. When you pass away and go into the qabr, there we're still on the journey. And there too also, what is going to help us there? What is our currency there that's going to help us? We know it comes in the riwayat. When all the punishments want to come towards a person, then what will protect him? All his amal that he was doing that. So his salah will be on his head side, his zakat will be on his feet, his Quran Sharif tilawat, his fasting, his hajj, and whatever he had done, they will surround him and they will protect him. They will protect a person in the qabr. Likewise, we also know that in Surah Yasin is mentioned, Inna nahnu nuhyil mawta wa naktubu ma qaddamu wa atharahum. That what is going to help us? The actions that we send forth for the Akhirat. And the actions that we left behind, we all know the famous hadith, إِذَا مَاتَ إِبْنُ آدَمْ إِنْ قَطَ عَمَلُهُ إِلَّا مِنْ ثَلَاثٍ. That when a person passes away, all his actions are closed except three things. One is, صَدَقَةٌ جَارِيَةٌ, is the sadaqah jariyah, that is recurring sadaqah that continues. You built a masjid, or you gave some money towards the building of a masjid, or you built a madrasa, or you gave some money towards the building of a madrasa, or you built a well, you built a borehole. As long as that thing is continuing, as long as people are using it, you are getting the thawab and recurring thawab. Or ilmun yuntafa'u bihi, or even that knowledge that others will benefit from, that you told your child to read salah. You had ta'lim in the house. When you're having ta'lim in the house, that child learned, and whatever he learned, he continued practicing on it. You sent your child to the madrasa. You did not teach him. You only paid the fees. You only paid the fees. You also counted in that ilm that he will get. Unfortunately today, the mindset of parents, they are prepared to pay so much for the school and secular education and even for extra tuition, but they were not prepared to pay for that little bit extra for that madrasa. That is for your Akhirat. It's not for your dunya. It's for your Akhirat. So that Akhirat we are paying for. So that ilmun yuntafaw. Or waladun salihun yad'u lahu, or that pious child that will make dua for you after you pass away. Our Ustad Mullah Harun Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say that if you gave your child, actually your child is, he's included in the first two types. He's also a sadaqah for you. If you made him pious, he'll be a sadaqah for you. He will give charity on behalf of you after you pass away. And if you gave him the right knowledge, he will be that knowledge that will continue also. And so a pious child is inclusive of all three that is mentioned in the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we are speaking about this journey of Hajj is only for a special group of people. But the journey of life towards the Akhirat, that is a journey for all of us that we have to pass. And then in Hajj, just to conclude, and in Hajj, once we reach in the country, then now we have to pass immigration. Then, when we're doing the af'al of Hajj, we'll be doing different things. Going to Mina, going to Arafat, going to Muzdalifah, and then to Mina in all the 5 days. We're going from different places, doing different actions. Likewise on the day of Qiyamah. A person will have to follow different stages. First you'll be in Mahshar in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then you'll have to give account in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then there'll be the mizan, the weighing of the actions. Then there will be the pul sirat. We will have to pass the pul sirat, etc. The Hawza Kawthar. Different stages a person will have to pass in the akhirat. So this journey of Hajj is reminding us of the journey of life. We make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma barik lana fil maut wa fima ba'd al maut. O Allah, bless us at the time of death and bless us throughout all the different stages after death. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.